This is NPR.
Thanks, Rico. Good morning, everyone. This was indeed President Bush's last State of the Union address, and as such, President Bush took the chance to offer up thoughts on what will be a large part of his legacy, the war in Iraq. He credited his surge strategy and the new partnerships between the U.S. military and Sunni groups willing to fight al-Qaeda for a decline in violence over the past year in Iraq. But in the Democratic response to his speech, Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius says the war has taken a high toll from the nation.
The last 5 years have cost us dearly in lives lost, in thousands of wounded warriors whose futures may never be the same, in challenges not met here at home because our resources were committed elsewhere.
Sebelius also called on Bush to help restore the nation's battered image abroad. But the speech was also a chance for the president to talk about his plans to bail out the economy. And he urged Congress to pass the stimulus package he came up with along with House leaders last week. But that could be derailed by the Senate, which has crafted its own economic plan. The Senate package would pay $500 to most individual tax filers and $1,000 to couples, with an additional $300 a child for families. The Senate package would cost more than the plan approved by President Bush and House leaders. It's not clear, though, just how much more. The bill goes before the House for a vote today, and the Senate will debate its plan on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve is considering yet another interest rate cut. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke and his colleagues are scheduled to open a two-day meeting today to plot out their next move. The meeting comes about a week after the dramatic 0.75% rate cut last week, designed to give the U.S. economy a much-needed boost in consumer spending and to avert a possible recession. And lest you think the only stuff worth reporting today is about the questionable State of the Union or economic stimuli, let's talk Grammys. In case you had fears that the ongoing writer strike may threaten the awards ceremony, rest assured the Grammys will go on. Here's NPR's Sky Road.
The Striking Writers Guild issued a statement saying its decision was made in support of union musicians and was, in their words, in the interest of advancing our goal of achieving a fair contract. This means the Grammys will not end up in the same boat as the Golden Globes. Striking writers refused to write for the Globes ceremony earlier this month with the support of the Screen Actors Guild. The red carpetless awards ceremony was downsized to a press conference. The Writers Guild and some studio heads began informal talks last week over how to resolve the nearly three-month-old strike. The sticking point continues to be payment for work distributed online and in other new media.
NPR Sky Road reporting. That is the news. You can find it always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Allison, and I had a mind blank.
Rico!
There we go.
And I feel
I like
love.
That you didn't help me at all. You're like, we're just going to let her
well,
boil.
I was trying to think of something that rhymed with Rico.
there's a lot.
Rico, I will never forget you, Rico, ever again.
No, it's really no problem. And if you want to call me Frico, that's cool.
That might help me remember. No. Thank you. Rico and Allison, back to you.
Thanks, Rachel Martin.
Thanks, Rachel. Seriously.